Now, the Rocky Mountain Region Emmy Award-winning series for Best Sports Feature, Zoom, presented by Hyundai, proud partner of the Arizona Cardinals.
Do you guys think about how special it is to
play together on a pro sports team?
I actually did find out there's a good amount of brothers that are in the NFL, but to be on the same team and to be 1 year apart, I think it's pretty cool.
It's a little different now because it was always, you know, a choice to play together, whereas now, you know, it's the luck of the draw, and it just happened to be that we both end up in Arizona. I think we knew down the road, just based on coaches he spoke with and people kind of through the vine, was Arizona was one of the teams, but there was also like three or four other teams. And his first thing was like, ah, I'm not going to Arizona. I'm not doing it, you know, I'm gonna go here because they don't have tight ends or this and that. And, you know, ultimately, hey, I just signed with Arizona.
You could say I followed his footsteps because I went from high school, college, moving out to the pros, but.
If you take away all of my accomplishments and just look at him in his own, I mean, that's something any mother would be proud of, and then everyone would want to have the type of accomplishments he has. It's just unfortunate that his older brother is just a little bit above him.
As brothers, forget about football or sports for a minute. I mean, would you guys consider yourself really close?
Yeah, definitely, for sure.
Yeah, I think probably closer than any other brothers because we spend so much time together, and you know, it just happens to be that most of that time is spent on some type of sporting field or something.
Is it competitive at all? Is there a competition between the two of you?
I think in certain aspects there are. I mean, he's stronger, faster, and I concede that. But I think I'm more athletic, which he won't concede, but.
I don't know where you get that from.
But I think ultimately we're always pushing each other, we're always trying to help each other out. And, you know, whether it's, you know, playing a board game or playing basketball, we're always trying to make each other better.
Was it a dream when you guys were little playing football?
Sports for us was something to do on the weekends or, you know, something to do after school. And we just always had fun with it. And then it got to a point maybe high school where, you know, we started taking it more serious, and it probably wasn't until maybe midway through college that we realized that the NFL was an attainable dream.
You're having to deal with what you're dealing with anyways and, you know, make sure you have a job. But there's got to be a part of you that's kind of overlooking seeing what happening with little brother and everything. I mean, is that a hard thing?
I think the hardest thing is trying to tell my mom to calm down because my mom's yelling at me to make sure Steve's okay and he's in his playbook and doing this and that. I was like, Mom, he's fine. But, yeah, there's always the part of you that is, you know, what's he doing over there? Is he doing the right thing? He's like, oh, he's lined up in the wrong spot. But, you know, ultimately he gets it right, and, you know, he found his way back on the team.
Steve has yet to make the active roster, but has been with the Cardinals all season as a member of the practice squad. John, again the starting quarterback, hopes that one day he and his brother will see time together on the field at the professional level.
Here we go.
I don't know if any quarterback's ever completed a pass to his brother in the NFL, but I think that would be just a cool stat to have. You know, I think it's improbable, but it's not impossible, and I think it worked out pretty cool.